Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here. Joel's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 10 years now he's been hanging out with us. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner and our franchise expert. He's our good friend, Joel Abava. Welcome back.
Thank you. 10 years. Well,
how about that?
That means I'm 10 years older than when I started.
Exactly. Yeah, we got you right out of high school, right?
Remember that? Practically. Yeah.
Hey, one of the things you've done a good job over the years is helping us understand what a franchise is and how a relationship works with a franchisee and a franchisor and a bunch of the other details. But today you want to talk about some of the things, you're going to get specific about some of the things they tell you and at least one thing they don't tell you. So what are some of the main things that a franchisor, when you're knocking on the door and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. I think I want one of your franchises." What's the first thing I need to know? What do they tell them?
They're going to talk about their brand and why their product and service is stellar, which is fine. They're going to talk about maybe some of their marketing initiatives, their technology. Some of them may even tell you what they're looking for in a franchisee,
mm-hmm.
And they'll go over some basics like the budget you're going to need, the amount of money you're going to need up front. They'll talk to you about the fact that a lot of people may use the SBA and their bank and get a small business loan, et cetera. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's some good basic information, especially on that first phone call. And they'll ask you about you. They'll ask you about some of your past job history, what mm-hmm. you're really good at.
And probably do a credit check?
Yeah, they'll do a credit check once you fill out a fairly formal application. And it's not an unusual first phone call or second phone call. It's really to find out if you like each other and also present facts on the opportunity and what it's going to take to be a winner. So
How much money you need, right? They'll tell you how much money you're going to need to get started. What's the first check you're going to have to write, and what subsequent checks you'll have to write? Will they profile you? In other words, will they say, okay, will they ask you to take like a perceiver test or some kind of a personality profile test? Because some of those can be structured. So if you got a tamale franchise, some of those will say, "Well, you know what? This guy's a good franchisee, but not with tamales." Will they do that?
Yeah, there are. I would say 20%, maybe 25% of the franchisors that are in the U.S. right now have a profile tool. Might be software related.
Mm-hmm.
Might be just a simple printout that you fill out online. A lot of it's software related now. And they try to determine if you are similar to the mm-hmm. franchisees that they already have. And they go a little deeper. Are you similar to the successful ones or the unsuccessful
mm-hmm.
ones? And you know, it is a personality test.
Because they don't want failures. They don't want an abort out there,
no.
Do they?
No, of course not. They don't want to set you up for failure, and for selfish reasons, they don't want failures either because it doesn't look good.
And if you're the franchisee, if you're a prospective franchisee, you don't want to say, "Boy, I hope they don't look at me too hard." Right? Because you want them to put you through the crucible, don't you? You want to go through the gauntlet because if they don't, you know, you don't know whether you're cut out for this or not. You might think you are, but you don't know that.
Yeah, but some people are so enthusiastic about the franchise concept that they would just prefer just to jump in and buy the thing because it's so hot
But this is where the failures come from, right?
That's right.
So folks, if you're looking for a franchise, you know, if somebody said to me, great, come on in, here's the documents, we're going to train you, and your first check is $50,000, I would say, tell you what, let me get back with you.
Right, right.
Because that's somebody who's more, that would be almost more of a Ponzi scheme kind of thing than a real franchise, because all they want is new people to give them money. They don't care about whether you succeed or not. I want to do business with somebody who's going to guard their brand like a Nazi.
Oh, you definitely want someone that's going to guard their brand and someone who's going to thoroughly vet the people that they're going to award franchises to. For sure.
Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you why their product is great, right? You're going to, if you get to that point, they're going to tell you why it's great. Once they profile you and they decide that you're the right one, then they're going to put a full court press on you, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to, if they feel that you have, the talent.
And the money.
Based on how you answer, and the money, thank you. Yeah, they're going to try to get you to the point where you come visit headquarters and meet and greet the team and take it from there and move you down to the path of yes, where you sign the franchise agreement and send in the upfront check for the franchise fee.
Here's Absolutely. What it sounds like in the franchisor when they determine that, hey, guys, we got another live one.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting for the franchisor if they find someone with money and who they feel is a good fit for their culture and a good mm-hmm. fit for their system. Absolutely.
How much of the money involved, the upfront money, isn't that one way to tell how discriminating the people are? How much of a high money investment in the upfront is almost a culling effect rather than what they need?
Well, you know, if I was the franchisor, one of the first two questions I would ask, you know, is, do you have the money for this? So it is really important. It, you know, if they don't pass a basic financial qualification, mm-hmm. then I'm not going to talk to them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And as a franchise advisor, I've had people who I won't talk to, because they just don't have enough money. And, you know, I'll tell them nicely that right. they need to get a job this time around mm. and start saving.
Start
but
saving.
there's no reason
Call me back
for
in
a
5
franchisor.
Years.
Yeah, there's a no.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a franchisor
things,
to take someone on.
There's one yeah. big thing that a franchisor won't tell you, though, right?
There's a huge thing
and
that
we're
the franchisor won't tell you.
And we're going to get Joel to reveal that to us in his genius way right after this break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joel Abob is our guest. He is the franchise king. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.